This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1 through 25.
I agree. I'm looking at my top five right now. I feel very good about how I ranked these guys.
But there were a lot of dudes I had like listed thinking like, man, this guy makes it, you know, there's a good case. Whether it's for, you know, this guy played a decade in a Steelers uniform, but here's a player that only played half of that time, but
it was awesome.
I think was more impactful.
Here's another bubble guy. Willie Parker.
I'll give a little tease.
Okay.
I didn't see Parker as a bubble guy.
He was either totally in or totally out.
Yes.
How about Jeff Hardings?
Oh, was he on that bubble? he was one of the names on that bubble.
The committee really had to spend some time on that nomination.
There could even be a change in the last 59 minutes.
Oh, so this is not complete? This is not an ink? This is not a done deal?
There could be a change to 25 within the next 59 and a half minutes, 58 and a half minutes.
See, I think you gave something away when you said you're trying to, like, compare 5 to 10 years. That makes me think you really had to... You had a hard time figuring out if Shazier should be on the list, and if he is on the list, where to put him.
There were a couple of guys like that, though. Now, not guys that played quite as short as Shazier, but maybe their like best years were only 3 to 4 years. Or they were a player that kind of crossed over the 90s and the 2000s. And
LaVon Kirkland would be one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of linebackers are in that mix.
Like, Kirkland did not make my top 25 for that reason, because his best years were in the 90s. Bettis's best years were in the 90s.
Yes.
So he's a tough one.
But even some of those guys, they were still able to have some really good years in the 2000s, and maybe that got them across the finish line.
You'll have to tune in at 4:45 to find out. All right, so I do have the audio. Donnie, I think there's way more, like, hey, we can debate whether or not what this Pat Rooney Jr. says about the Steelers is in any way, like, instructive as to, like, what it says about how his cousin, not, I said nephew earlier, or uncle, his cousin, Art Rooney II, feels about T.J. Watt and how the organization feels about him, feels about T.J. Watt. I don't think that Pat Rooney Jr. in Florida, who is... a former politician there and is making these comments on a gambling podcast, I don't think that he has any input whatsoever. I'm not even sure I know how much like inside scoop he's getting from family members who work for the Steelers currently. But it is super, I guess, surprising to hear somebody who is a Rooney offer up such a hot take on what the team should do with TJ Watt. He also got into just the Steelers' all-in strategy this year. So here's the first clip, which is the cousin of Art Rooney II, the grandson of the Chief, saying that it's insane to pay TJ Watt, and here's why.
TJ Watt, TJ's a great player, great Steeler. Insane to pay him anything right now. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, I think so.
He's 31 years old. But again, if you're going all in this year, then you're going to have to re-sign him. But again, you're making moves right now that you're trying to do something for this year that, to me, based on anything you've seen in the last several years, it just doesn't make sense. And that's what's frustrating for me. If you have a plan and you're working it, fine. I think the fans can understand that. But if you're just like, all right, we're going to pick this guy, we're going to trade this guy, if you don't have a quarterback, none of that matters.
All right, so Pat Rooney Jr. clearly does not believe in Aaron Rodgers and doesn't think that they can win this year. That's why he doesn't think it's a good idea to give TJ Watt that money. Here he is on the overall concept of the Steelers doing all of these things, making all these moves, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, DK Metcalf to a lesser extent because he's younger, but making these moves to try to win right now.
I've always said you should have tried to use these years. You're just going to have years where other teams in your division are better than you. That's fine. That happens. You can still be competitive and all that kind of other stuff. But what you should do is use those years where the other teams are better to then build your base, build your offensive defensive line, which you're starting to do. Good. Build those things so that when those teams start declining, you're ready then to take the jump into that void and start dominating that division again by getting a quarterback, number one, not Russell Wilson and Mitch Trubisky and a 50-year-old Aaron Rodgers. That doesn't make any sense. Do what you need to. The fans are smart enough, I think, that they'll accept being like, hey, you're not going to say you're going to tank. I'm not saying that. We're going to do things that we're going to try to be competitive. But what we're doing is building towards something. We're building towards getting a quarterback next year when that draft is allegedly laden with quarterbacks, or we're going to target somebody that's going to be a free agent, a legitimate target, not somebody that's 50 years old, in the next couple of years that we think can come in, run our system, and get us, you know, a division championship.
That lines up with a lot of our callers, actually. Like what they think the Steelers should be doing right now, which is like more than anything else, just set yourself up to not like overtly tanking, but subliminally or covertly tanking. That's actually what's in the best interest of this team. But I saved the best for last. There are much harsher comments about the state of the Steelers in this last clip.
There's been this narrative around the Steelers, like we're going to go all in this year. Like that, you know, that's why you're getting Aaron Rodgers. You're making some of these other moves that they're making. We're going all in this year, quote unquote. I'm like, what does that mean? Do you think even if you had Aaron Rodgers from 10 years ago, I'll give that a little bit, that you're going to be able to compete with Joe Burrow and you're going to be able to compete with Lamar Jackson? The whole key to the NFL is winning your division. That at least gives you a modicum of chance to get to the Super Bowl because you're playing one less game and you're playing at home at least one game. That's how you get to the Super Bowl. That's how New England did it for all those years because the rest of that division was terrible. They won divisions for 15 straight years, and that's how they got to the Super Bowl. So the thinking is, all right, we're going to go in all in for this year. What in God's name does it make you think that you're going to be able to compete with Baltimore and Cincinnati? Cincinnati's defense is terrible, I'll give you that. But their offense is light years ahead of us. And Baltimore is just a better team. And I think they finally realized it by kicking the crap out of us in the playoff game last year. They are going to steamroll us this year, unless something happens injury-wise with somebody. If you're gambling on Lamar and Joe Burrow getting injured, all right, then you can go all in this year. But that doesn't make any sense to me.
Wow. So the only chance they have is if Burrow and Lamar Jackson get hurt. Called Aaron Rodgers a 50-year-old man multiple times there.
You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
I think this guy's talking out of his ass for the most part.
Well, hold on. I don't think he's doing it with any like inside knowledge. I think that these are just his opinions.
He just happens to be related to the Rooneys.
Yeah.
But
like, don't you think it would be weird? Like, this is their namesake, the Steelers. When people hear Rooneys, they think Steelers. If somebody went on the air who was related to you, even if it was just a cousin, and all they did in an interview was rip the way you did business, whether they like had inside information or not, that would be like a bad look. That would piss you off, wouldn't it? Like, this guy's got the same last name as us, and he's like calling out everything we've done here. That, like, to me, like, that's the bigger story. I don't think, like, we played the Watt clip back. I don't think he knows something. I don't think he is saying something. His cousin doesn't feel that way. His cousin called Watt a one-helmet guy. I think Art meant that when he said it, even if they might not do it. Like, I think Art does have reverence and respect for Watt to a certain extent. Now, not necessarily enough to overpay him. Yes, like, I do think that he is just ripping off takes. But it's just unusual that someone who is that closely related to the Steelers, fans usually won't rip them this much, Donnie. Right? I mean, that's the bizarre part of this to me.
We also don't know for a fact how close he is to his family. I mean,
he said we and us there when talking about the team.
Right, but what I mean is, like, how good is their relationship? Because just because it's the prestigious Rooney family doesn't mean there's any dysfunction, or there's not any dysfunction. And by the way, he said if they had Aaron Rodgers of 10 years ago, they still wouldn't be close. That's where he's really talking.
No. He said maybe if you had him from 10 years ago, you'd have a shot. He said if you had that Aaron Rodgers, you could win the Super Bowl.
They would have a very good shot. He was coming off one of his four MVPs 10 years ago, and he followed that season up with, what, 38 touchdowns and 5 picks?
His overall,
yeah, I'd say they have a shot, Pat.
But no, hold on, though. His overall point is it's stupid to go all in when all in can't win you a Super Bowl. And he's right about that. They're going all in to win a wild card playoff game. That is dumb. I agree with him on that. Going all in to win the first playoff weekend of the postseason is a dumb idea. That's what I heard there. I mean, you might disagree with that, but I think overall that's his biggest takeaway.
I've even been somebody that used that term because it certainly felt that way when they made the move that they did last week.
Sure.
But even if you say that they went all in just to win a wild card game, they were able to do so without mortgaging the future
right.
lot. I mean, you still have all the draft picks.
I agree with that. So now you're coming around to Mulsey's side of things. You don't think they've gone all in.
Yeah, like maybe like that was jumping the gun a little bit, but the moves they've made do feel that way. It's just you turn around and realize, oh, they still have a dozen draft picks.
Like all in to me means if it doesn't work this year, you're screwed.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the case.
And I agree with that. So they're not all in. So really he did say this. I didn't put this in the clip. He said, I wanted to attack this narrative of going all in. It's a narrative. And you and me don't agree with it. And Chris, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's more just like they're in win now mode in a way, but they are not screwed. Their future is not screwed if they don't win this year. I mean, yeah, I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year either. But they've been so deprived of even a playoff win that is turning into what their goal is, unfortunately.
What should their goal be? Getting their next franchise quarterback or winning a playoff game?
I think it's winning a playoff game. Are you asking if I was the guy?
No, I'm asking you. So you would prioritize winning a playoff game over finding your next
franchise quarterback? No, I would rather them find the franchise quarterback.
Me too. Do you think that they're operating that way?
They are operating like a team that wants to have their cake and eat it too.
Right.
Because it's like the worst kept secret of, oh, well, they're just going to trade a bunch of picks and move up in the draft.
The other issue with that is, what if the teams that you want to trade with don't want to give up their pick because they need an effing quarterback?
Which I think is a very good rebuttal. Like, everybody is just counting on them to make that trade.
What if Cleveland doesn't want to move? What if New Orleans doesn't want to move? What if all these teams, the Jets, because Fields sucks? What if all these teams who are ahead of the Steelers because they're worse than them say, you know what, we're good. We don't want your picks because we'd rather have Lenoris Sellers or Arch Manning if he comes out. Then what do? Then you're back at the drawing board looking for QBs again, right? That is a possibility. We have to at least acknowledge that.
Yeah, and that's something where if you take the side of the team and saying, hey, you know, they're going for it one more time.
That's how it backfires.
You don't want to acknowledge that there is a real chance of, hey, they might not end up with one of these quarterbacks. They might end up with, like, the worst one. And
we saw how that went.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yes.
Brought to you by Bet365. She's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. She comes in studio one week and says, I'll never do that again. So we're back to the old way of doing things. Hi, Aditi.
Hi. That is certainly not the case, although the traffic wasn't really any fun, let me tell you.
So where do you want to go on our...
I've always said you should have...
Sorry about that.
What was that?
Well, okay, so Donnie's listening back to something, and I guess that'll make up my mind on what I want to talk to you about. So we have another incident where a Rooney family member goes on a show and opens up his mouth and says things that incites controversy.
Which Rooney family member role does he play with the Steelers?
None. Art's cousin, Patrick Rooney Jr., has been a politician in Florida. He was in their House of Representatives. He has no attachment or affiliation to the team whatsoever. So he's not saying any of these things with inside knowledge.
Fan. He's a fan, essentially.
He's a fan whose grandfather is the chief.
Okay.
But he says we and us when talking about the Steelers. He obviously still is.
Okay, but don't a lot of fans do that?
Yes.
A lot of Steelers fans do that.
Right.
Okay, keep going.
But he is a Rooney family member who went on a betting podcast in Florida and said that the team would be absolutely insane to give TJ Watt a contract extension. It makes no sense. Said the idea that you would go all in right now with a 50-year-old Aaron Rodgers is laughable because you can't win a division with Rodgers when you're playing against Joe Burrow's Bengals and Lamar Jackson's Ravens. That's really the Cliff Notes version of it.
Okay, except that Aaron is 41, almost 42, not quite 50.
Yeah, I know. He said that as, again, a dramatic effect, ripping on his family's team. And they're playing.
So are you asking me if I think that Art is listening to him and taking his counsel in any way?
No. He's obviously not. It's just what I said to Donnie was that if Donnie had a big company and someone had his last name and was related to him, commented on the company, even though he didn't work there, and ripped them to shreds, it would be bizarre. And that's what he did here. He ripped their plan. And then he ripped the idea of re-signing their best player, which you would think, like, super fans usually take the team side, and I would think a super fan with the same last name related to the owner would take the team side on everything. But he didn't.
Well, in some ways he is, right? Because he's sitting here and he's arguing that T.J. Watt is not worth what T.J. Watt and...
But don't you think ultimately at the end of the day, the Steelers are going to pay TJ Watt what he's worth? That this is just kind of
I sure hope so.
The art of the deal, if you will.
I mean, is it really an art to do this again all these years later to go through this same little dance where no one feels good?
Well, I think that's most things. I mean, didn't that you were around it? What didn't that pretty much happened with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson until a deal got done? Didn't that happen with Myles Garrett and the Browns until he publicly demanded a trade and the owner stepped in? I mean, not everything is copacetic, kumbaya, easy peasy, even with the best players.
Maybe not. I will say this for the Ravens. They essentially gave Lamar an opportunity to go test the market and see what he was worth, what he could get on the market. So it wasn't just, I believe I'm worth X. I mean, you and I both know, anybody who ever negotiates a salary knows this. We can always believe that we're worth something, but somebody has to be willing to pay you that.
And in this case, not only that, someone has to be willing to pay TJ Watt, and also if they want him on their team and they're not the Steelers, they'd have to trade for him and give up a lot for him too. So.
Sure, so a lot. I mean, I keep consistently saying that I fully expect this deal to get done. I just sometimes think that some of the gymnastics to get there are unnecessary.
I was going to say, once the ink is dry on the contract, doesn't this all go away? I mean, there's no hard feelings after that, right? Yeah, it sucked to get the deal, but if TJ gets the deal he wants and the Steelers get the deal they want, then in the end, what really was it? Like, a standoff.
So then it was a few months of angst, essentially.
Yeah.
A few months of hard feelings, of these gymnastics.
That was placated by
stress
a lot
and anxiety.
Of money. Yeah.
Eventually.
Well, hold on. You just said something interesting.
That's like,
you just said something very interesting to me. Do you think that there's actually, like, on TJ Watt's side, you know JJ a little bit. You covered TJ for a long time. Do you think that there's actually stressing and anxiety over this right now on his end? Or do you think he feels like, well, it'll ultimately get done. I'm just going to go about my business working out and training and I'll get my...
No. I think that there's always anxiety. I think even when you know a deal is getting done, I mean, I'll tell you in my life that I've been promised, don't worry, the contract's happening and I am months away from a contract needing to be done. And yet, as I'm waiting for the negotiation to kick in high gear, I'm still anxious. Until the paperwork is in and everything is signed on the dotted line, it is absolutely human nature. I mean, if you're the sort of person that just expects everything to always work out, well, kudos to you, and I wish I was more like that.
Well,
when you're living it, when it's your life, your contract, your money, your valuation by the team and the employer that you have given your everything to, of course there's anxiety about it. And obviously, however you try to insulate yourself, it's impossible to not hear any of this.
You know, one thing about, we just talked to Mike Florio about this last hour, that I wonder, because no one's talking to TJ. He had a baby. He's kind of off the grid. Anything that, from his end of things that gets out there is pretty much through his brother. I want to know, when it gets reported here that there's some question about the way he finished last year and that raising some concern on the Steelers' part, I wonder if he's offended by that or if he's like, you know what, they're right. I didn't play well at the end of last year. I do have to own that. I do have to take accountability for that.
Can two things be true? At the end of the season, we did indeed hear him say, out of his own mouth and his own words, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he effectively said that he was not happy with his play at the end of the year. He said he's clearly cognizant of the fact that always coming from the same side, always playing on the same side, is limiting him. And he also effectively said, again, I'm paraphrasing, that he was going to recommit himself this offseason to making sure that he can be effective from more than one spot. So he took ownership of that. He acknowledged that, and he said, I have a plan to get better.
So you think he'd be ticked off at them taking that and turning it into like a negotiating tactic?
No, hold on. So that's one piece of it.
Yep.
But two, yes, I do think that you take offense when it gets to you somehow, because these things always get to you, that the fans in the city say that you're not worth it, when they're thrilled about all this new money being given to guys that have never put on your uniform and haven't been in your locker room. Of course, I think he's offended when he is constantly hearing people say, well, he disappears in playoff games, because he knows just as well as anybody that knows the game, it's not only about him. It's not only on his shoulders.
No, but when
that
you're making
losing
as
streak
much money
at the end of the season was not solely because of TJ
Watt. It's more on your
you
shoulders.
You expect superhuman things from your superhuman players. You expect more from those players, for sure. That's fair. But what I'm trying to say is, I think it's very fair to believe that both of those things can be true.
Aditi, I want to offer up kind of a fun non sequitur here, but if you want to finish that thought, please
okay.
go.
No. Go right ahead.
Okay.
I just think it's hard for anybody to hear comparisons to anyone. And I don't think that he's sitting here poring over what person X says about him versus Myles Garrett and what person Y says about him versus Max Crosby.
So I have tasked Donnie with a big project at 4:45. He is going to rank the top 25 Steelers players of the last quarter century. Now, I know you've not been here for all 25 of those years, but off the top of your head, if you were going to nominate someone to be at the very top of that list, who would you come up with?
Oh, come on. I've only been here for not even half of the
last 25.
But
you live here now. You're immersed in it. Just because you weren't in every locker room doesn't mean you haven't heard your husband prattle on about these guys and haven't been just immersed in it almost by osmosis.
I didn't even know the math of that. Okay, so starting in the year 2000.
Yes, through 2024.
What you're saying.
Yes.
You're saying I have to nominate somebody for position one, or just somebody on that list?
Who would you, off the top of your head, rank as the best player over those 25 years?
Oh, gosh, that's such a quibble. Does it have to be offense or defense?
It can be both. It can be. You could say Chris Boswell, for all I care.
I mean, Troy has to be in that conversation simply because of the way that he played the position, the way he redefined the position, mm-hmm. the way he affected the game,
yes.
the way he was such a Steelers cultural icon,
yes.
while also being such a soft-spoken gentleman, because he truly was indeed a gentleman, and who he was in that locker room and the things that he embodied, all of that. And then how do you not? There are so many players that you sit here and you say, how do you not name this one? How do you not name what this one did? The competitive drive and the work ethic of Antonio Brown before he went off the rails, before he and then completely disappeared. It was unlike anything. It truly was unlike anything I've really ever witnessed. James Harrison was a force. I'll never forget being in Kansas City when James Harrison was certainly a step slower, but was smart enough to go to Eric Fisher into that penalty. Players who can evolve and get a little bit more when they've lost a little speed on their fastball. That always means something to me beyond just how great you are in your prime.
Well, that was a pretty good answer. I mean, for someone that said, I can't do this, that was all that I think is getting baked into the decisions that Donnie is going to make in about 20 minutes. So thank you.
Is the list done? Does Donnie have the list done, or is he still
He was saying there was vacillation still going on. Are we done with that?
I'm kind of, it's like Selection Sunday, Aditi, where there's a lot of bubble teams around like the 24-25 mark. I feel pretty good about the rest of it. I told Pony, though.
So there's nothing I said, Donnie, that maybe swayed some of your ranking in the top 23?
It doesn't sound like it. Well, sounds like it went in one ear and out the other is what it sounds like. Yeah.
Well, so I was telling Pony that I think it was more difficult for me to list like 21 through 25 than it was to do 1 through 5, if that makes any sense. Like there's so many guys that I was listing that was like, man, like they have a case to be in the top 25, but I don't know if they are.
Yeah.
Ooh, that makes me so intrigued to know who your bubble guys are.
Like Joe Haden was on my bubble. He didn't get in. I didn't put Joe Haden
there. Who was on your bubble?
Joe Haden.
Oh, who was Joe Haden on your bubble? He barely played here.
Yeah, good point. I just realized someone who probably should have made my list who I didn't even write their name down, and I wrote 65 names down. I'm going to say right now this guy did not make my list, Ike Taylor.
Pony.
Literally, that's so funny. As you said, Joe Haden, in my mind, was Ike Taylor. Now, we're not talking about a lifetime appreciation award. This is what you did for the Steelers,
right? Did not make my list,
right?
And unlike Donnie, my list is done. I'm not going to go back and put him in. He just missed it.
See, that's crazy to me. I'm sorry, but that is really crazy to me.
I know.
For the longevity, for what he did,
it was a bad job.
Corner he was.
Yeah,
granted, he couldn't catch interceptions, but he was a shutdown corner.
Yes, he was.
And his relationship with the late Dan Rooney, isn't that one of those? I mean, think about it. He was the one player who was a pallbearer.
I know.
At the late at Ambassador Rooney's funeral, the only non-family member. I feel, really speaks to the embodiment of what a great, great, great Steeler is.
Aditi, thank you so much. We'll talk next week when Mulsey's back. Appreciate you.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun, guys.
Time for the Donnie Football Debrief, his biggest football topic of the day. Brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. The Fan is partnering up to support Pittsburgh Public Schools for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS backpack drive. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping at a location near you. Details at 937thefan.com to drop off your donation. All right, Donnie, it's debrief time.
The debrief, July 9, 2025. Could have gotten into this a little bit with our Garrett and Watt debate from earlier, but this is from our great friends just down the road in Cleveland, Ohio from this morning.
Oh, great.
Pony said 70 NFL executive coaches and scouts once again ranked Myles Garrett ahead of TJ Watt, proving yet again the NFL executives, coaches, and scouts have no idea what they're talking about. And then you added me you want me to start ripping on Pony.
No, I just want you to see it.
Guys, I can't. I can only lead the pony to the water. And then I have to pull his head out of his ass to make him drink. I can't do the first thing. How am I supposed to make him do the second thing to have any common sense in the sport of football? Folks, I can't do it for Pony. He's an unhelpable person. He's incorrigible when it comes to sports. When it comes to football, I can't do it for him, guys. He's not a football guy like us here in Cleveland. He is this
We know a football guy when we see it.
Different entity.
Any rebuttal to those guys?
You're the football guy, and you agree with me. So I think you should message Ken back and say, hey, I'm a ball knower, and I think Pony's right.
That'd probably get him upset.
Well, yeah, but your allegiance is to me, not him. You don't produce his show. And
even though he's tried to poach me before.
Yes, he has. Which, what does that say about his current producer there now? His argument that Garrett was better than Watt was because Garrett won a playoff game against Watt. Did you hear this when I got into a fight with him on his show?
I didn't hear that full fight that you guys got into.
Oh, because you were on vacation that week.
Yes.
Okay, so you can tell me if you think... let's see if I can find that. You can tell me if you think I won this battle. Here it is.
You really believe that?
All the stats and facts back
stop.
That up.
What are that. I'm curious, Pony, that. What are those numbers that indicate that?
Every single one. Sacks, tackles for loss, quarterback hits, forced fumbles.
Who do you think the majority of teams would rather have playing for their football team, TJ Watt or Myles Garrett?
So you're going to ask me some nebulous thought.
I'm going to ask you a question that you don't want to answer.
And I'm trying to answer.
Because you know I'm right.
You want me to get in the head of John Spytek and Tom Telesco and try to figure out...
Because you know I'm right. Yeah, you can get your head. You can get the head of anybody.
All right.
Of Bobby Bethard. You can get the head of anybody you want to. You know I'm right.
All right. What has Myles Garrett done better than TJ Watt in his career? Give me a stat.
Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was one-on-one.
Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Win a play. Help this team win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. He won one.
So because he's 1-0... versus TJ Watt in the playoffs, he's therefore a better player. Is that what you're telling me?
Does it hurt the argument? No. So wait a minute.
You're right, Ken. By that logic, Max Starkey is better than Joe Thomas,
so,
you idiot.
So you're telling me, oh, you think that people think that people don't try to say that? You think that people don't try to use that on anything? No. You think that people don't try to do that? And then you're trying to say that they play different positions. Please.
There you have it.
I think it was a great rebuttal by you with the Starks versus Thomas thing.
And then, because we talked about this with Cabali and others, he's friends with Thomas. How does he not take up for Thomas there? Instead, his comeback was, yeah, people do say that. First of all, people don't say that. No one says that.
I mean,
no one says Starks. He says, oh, you don't think people go around and say those things? No, I do not, Ken. I do not think people go around and say Max Starks is a better player than Joe Thomas because he won Super Bowls and Thomas never won a playoff game. I should have said, too, last I checked, wins for edge rushers, this is not a stat. This is not a number. He won a playoff game against him. Great. Let's pull up their win-loss record against each other, Garrett versus Watt, and tell me how he does there because he ain't winning that argument either.
You know who could have worked his way into the debate later on, and maybe that's how your conversation sparked? You told me last week a take that our buddy Cabali had that I couldn't believe.
He said Whitworth was better than Thomas.
And his argument was what? Longevity, and he happened to hop on a Super Bowl team?
No, I think Cabali, because he is a football guy, fell back on I just liked him more, which is the same argument he used for saying he would have put Ryan Clark on the Steelers all quarter century team over Minkah Fitzpatrick because he just liked Clark more.
Whitworth falls into the category for me of pretty good. He was a pretty good player.
Yep.
I think he's a bit overrated because he became like a member of the media, buddy-buddy, everybody loved him, Walter Payton Man of the Year. Pretty good player. Joe Thomas is possibly on the Mount Rushmore of offensive tackles to ever play football. I would take Joe Thomas without one arm before I put Andrew Whitworth in his place.
I like Max Starks. I would take a stump like in the Monty Python movies over a stump of Joe Thomas over Max Starks. He was unbelievable. He was one of the great. I just thought that Ken would want to stick up for him more. That's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.